Back it in your Vestas. There's a lot to say. So we ended off with the Trumas Hadeshim. This Machmir Chibuk Venishuk B'mei Vesta. Okay. So, there is a tshuva of the Rodi Yehuda, where he has a chiddush l'gabe Vestos. Normally we said it's a question whether Vestos was the Raisa or the Rabbanan. We said the nafkamina is if you didn't do a bedika, you have to assume that it came with nafkamina, whether there's a heter of Yotze L'derech. Nafkamina, whether there's an issur of chibuk v'nishuk, right? Those are several nafkaminas. So the note of Yehuda has a chiddush based on a famous Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin on page 16, Chof Chesav and Aleph, the Mishnah. And maybe get, so a person is a shliach to bring a get. So the Baal, who appointed him a shliach, was already a zaken or a chayla. So right, so the question is, could he give the get? Or does he have to be choshish that maybe Chas v'Shalom the Baal died before he gave over the get? So, and then obviously he can't give a get because the Baal is dead. So the Mishnah says, and maybe get v'hinicha zaken ochoyla, no same law b'cheska shukayim. He has a chazaka that he's alive. Because when he appointed him to be a shliach, he was still alive. So, you know, now they didn't have ways of communicating. But today you can just call him before he gives a get and ask him if he's alive. He picks up, then he could be alive. If he doesn't pick up, then you never know. But Lamaisa, if he's Yinicha Zoken Achola, no sin law b'cheska shukayim. So he's a chazaka. And then the Gemara says, Bas Yisrael, and the Shul of a Kohen, the Halach Bailal of Medina Sayyam. Bas Yisrael is married to a Kohen, so she can eat Truma, but she's married to a Kohen, but he went to the Medina Sayyam. So, do we have to, so could she still eat Truma? Maybe he died. So, Achel is Betruma, the Cheska Sukayim. So, the same idea. But then, so now look at the Gemara. Minhu, Harezi Ki Deksho Achas Kodem, Lemisaso. If a person says, this is your get, Sho'achas, before I die, it should be Chal. So, Asur Lechol B'Truma Miyad. Because any second, he might die, and then, and she's divorced the second before, and we don't know when that second is. So, therefore, the Gemara says, so she can't eat Truma right away, because maybe the next second he'll die, and then the get was Chal from this Shoachas Kodim Misoso. So the Gemara is asking, isn't that a stira? Because before we said you have a Chazaka that you're still, it's a Cheskas Chaim. And here we're saying, no, you have to be Choshesh that the next second he's going to die, so maybe she can't eat the truma beforehand. So that's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara's teretz on the bottom line, Rava Omar. Next, turn over, page 17. Shema meis loy chashina, shema yomus chashina. It depends. When we're looking about the past, did the person die in the past? So The person wants to give over the get, so he has to be choshesh. Maybe the husband died, so if he gave over the get, he has to worry. Maybe he died a second ago before he gave over the get. So no, it's a chazaka that he's alive. So we're not choshesh that he died in the past. But in the case of shorachas kodem misasi, the question is, will he die in the future, in the next second? So since everyone is going to ultimately die in the future, so then when it comes to the chazaka is only good, l'gabe cheskes chayim, regarding the past. But cheskes chayim for the future, then that's not the case, because everyone ultimately will die. So that's the famous Gemara. Shema meis chashina, shema yomus lo. Shema meis lo chashina, shema yomus chashina. Okay, so that's the famous Gemara in Gittin. So the Nos of Yehuda, page 18, wants to say a chiddush. He says that we discussed what's the din of Vestos, either the Rabbanon or the Raisa. So one of the nafkaminas was what? If she didn't do a bedika, right? So then one opinion says you have to assume it came. That's the opinion that it's the raisa. And the other opinion says you don't have to assume. Why not? Because she didn't do a bedika. So now, where am I looking now? I'm looking to the past to say that she get a period during the vestas. Now it's after the vestas. I want to know, did it come during the vestas? So I have a right to say that it did not come, because she has a chazaka that she didn't have her period yet. But he's saying like this. So that I understand. So Mamela, when it comes to, if you didn't do a bedika, that nafkamina, I understand. That'll be a nafkamina, whether it's a deraisa or a derabanan, because the shita holds the derabanan says that still there's a chazaka, and that's stronger than the kashash that she saw, because it's the past. But say, we discussed the general question of what if the couple is the Issa Tashmish. So the Pashup Shat, the Issa Tashmish, the Gemara is saying, is the Rishonim say, Rashba says, that's, is that an Issa Deraisa and Issa Derabanan? So that's the question, whether it's whether it's Vestas Deraisa or Vestas Derabanan. You have a right to be mishamish during the May Vesta. Is that only an Issa D'Araisa or an Issa D'Rabbanan? But says the Nos of Yehuda, no, because Lagabe Tashmish, to Mate Tashmish, where do you have to look? It's not only looking in the past, it's looking in the future. Because you have to be choshesh that once he's mishamish with her, then maybe the next second she'll become an Ida. So therefore, the fact that we're Mate to have Tashmish is also having to look to the future. But since the Gemara says that Shema Yomus Chayshinan, that when it comes to the future, when we know something ultimately is going to happen in the future, then that beats all the Chazakas of the past. So then the same thing, Legabe Tashmish Amita, during Vestos, Mukuli Alma, it should be a Nisa Daraisa. Which is against the Rashba, because the Rashba says no, it's the Rabbanon. Therefore, and that's why we mat the Chibuk Venisha. Chibuk Venisha also is the future. He's the Chabikar. Now will she get her? You know. So he says, "Hinei kvar noda ukimta derava." The seventh gittin. L'shem emes lo chashin, l'shem yomus chashin. Peish Rashi, l'shem emes hu neged ha-chazaka. L'shem yomus lo marina ha-chazaka b'hachi. Because the future ultimately will change. Peish ha-dorem, the other yish lo cheskes chayim. Right? Kimo shoye chay, arato, adai chay hu. Aval ein lo adam chazaka shalo yomus. Because you never say, oh, you have a chazaka, so therefore you'll never die. Halavai. No, it's always, we're speaking about the past. Did he die yesterday? You have a right to assume he didn't die yesterday, and he can give the get. She can eat the truma. Shrevada yomus. Pam achas. V'kach v'chol shah chachinun. Shebereges a yomus. V'chashe kvar avra hashah. Shuv lo chachinun shem kvar meis. V'zeh poshu. V'yata gam gabi isha. V'chol isha yesh lo ches kas tara. Shveachshev hi tahora. V'chol chachinun shem kvar mitma. We don't have to be choshe that she got her period. So after this man vesis, do we have to assume that she got her period during the vesis? No. She has a cheskas Torah. So zek nekana zaka. Well, ain't liyisha chazaka shalotira dida. But we don't have a chazaka that she won't see in the future, because she always sees. So ain't liyisha chazaka shalotira dida acha shah, she ain't zek chazaka, she haray pa machas hasid and liros dida, she haray lo tiyya Torah la'olam. Kach, he says the Indian is Tashmish says the Nodi Yehuda. The Kuli Alma is a Daraisa. Kuli Alma in a Torah. The Shamin Chazaka Orach Bismano Ba Yabo. The Orach, the Nidus will come in its time. So you can't say, well, there's a Chazaka, she's Tahora, but that's Chazaka's Sui Lishtanos. He says, "Ukra vizardim is from Israel. Drasha gemurahi." And Vestos the rabbana. No, this is the rabbana. That's only legabe the bedika. If there was no bedika, and now the vest is passed, now I'm looking back, and I say, "Did she get a period a day ago, and she wasn't, you know, do I have to assume?" That's the machlokas. That's the rice of us in the Rabbana. But whether you're allowed to have tashmish, for sure, that's an issa the rice. And that's the pasuk. So you don't have to be matchik and say, oh, it's only a smachto or something like that.
If you hold that's the rice, then if she wasn't voting in the past, she's also.
Right, because.
Say,
because Vesna Daraisa means that the Hochacha is so great that trumps the Chazaka.
Right.
But the Pashup Shah, when you learn the Sugya, I mean, with the Rishonim, if you hold Vesna Daraisa, it's just the Shamish is Daraisa, and if you hold Vesna the Rabbanan, the Shamish is only the Rabbanan. He's saying, no, the Kuli Alma, the Issa Daraisa, the Shamish, the Man Vesna is Daraisa. Even the Man Oma Vesna is the Rabbanan. Because Vesna Rabban is only legabe the question of the past. But the question of the Tashmish, so it's a question of the past, but it's also a question of the future. Because the Tashmish is not going to just be a second, it's going to, so the Mela call, he's inside. If he's inside now, he's going to be inside the next second. So the Mela, but maybe the next second she's going to see. And then the Mela, and that's the man that is supposed to come. So then how can he be in for second number one? Because by definition, he'll be in for second number two.
And this comes also Yotzer HaDerech
HaLuach.
Even if it's Yotzer HaDerech, he
cannot be there. Yeah, so, right. So, Chori, you see from the Rishonim that say that by Yotzer HaDerech is Mutter based on Vestos the Rabbanon, like the Rashba said, based, explaining Rashi, not like this Nod of Yehuda. So, Nod of Yehuda, really, who is arguing with the Rishonim? With the Rashba, okay? He's the Nod of Yehuda.
If you hold that Vespas is the Rabbanon.
But he's arguing with the Rashba.
Stand,
I know, what did the Vilna Gaon, what did the Reb Chaim Volozhiner, they asked Reb Chaim Volozhiner, your Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon, was he as great as the Ramban? So he says, no, he wasn't as great as the Ramban. Ulaika HaRashba. I'll have to say that over.
Let's
say for Bear Miriam. Ulaika HaRashba.
So if you say Vespa for a Rabbanan and you didn't do a Bedika, you can think Tashmish is permitted. You say Vespa for a Rabbanan.
Right, you didn't do a Bedika, the Tashmish is permitted, yeah. But now because we're not in the Zman Vesis anymore.
Right.
We're now after the Zman Vesis, right.
Right, and you weren't good. So I mean, you have a Chazosha on the past.
Yeah. Yes, Harav David, Shlita.
Yeah.
there's no difference in the Gemara. In the Gemara indication that we saw, the first case where we actually have a specificity in the time when the person is sick, like if there's more of a chance that he's going to die, or he's old, and as opposed to the second case, he just said, he's just going away. So the Chayyar is a healthy person, and you know, why, it should be that Rechayyar in the first case is not the second case. Does that not make a difference?
Well, I don't follow.
In the first case that we say at the test of time with the older sick person,
right.
There's still a good reason that we think that he might die because he's older sick.
Right.
But in the second case, true, like, it's on the future, but it's also, the Chayyar is dealing with a healthy person, like...
You mean Halacha Medina Sayyam?
Yeah, why is there, unless you want to say on the way, there's always a shot that he might die.
Right.
But still, he's, I'm saying, why would we ever assume if the guy's like 30 years old, whatever, like, not unhealthy, why would we assume that he would die? Why would it come to the parsha that...
Because in the future, everyone's going to die in the future. The only reason we know he's alive is based on the chazaka.
But not, since... Not, yeah, so if he's
not
old and he's healthy, then it's not
a
shtei thing that he would die. Unless you
want to
say that he...
So the halacha is that it's
No,
because that's also about looking in the past. Could she true with this? You have to be cautious that her husband died a second ago. The only question is in the case of Shah Achas Kodim Misasi. He gives a get to my wife, Shah Achas Kodim Misasi. So then the Gemara says, well, every second you have to be cautious that the next second is Man Misa, and therefore a second before the get was Kal. So therefore, you can't assure of a true miyad. Okay. So there are a lot of things here. So we mentioned that the two types of vessas. There's the vessas hayom and the vessas halayla. Right? That you see her if she's got a period last month in the daytime, so vessas hayom, she's also during the yom. If it was at night, then it's at night. So the first question is, what's called night and what's called day? Look at me this. So normally in halacha, the day begins at alos hashachar till tzeis hakochavim. So pashut is if she saw after alos hashachar. That means she had a vessus of the day. However, the lashon of the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch let's see if we can find the take a look.
Page 27.
Imregila liros of Sifdal. Imregila liros benetzachama. The lo kimlon shapir kodmanetz or acharav in asura el bayom. There's say a person's regular to see at sunrise, but we don't know. Was it before sunrise, after sunrise? So the halacha is, this is another nafkamina that Vestos are the Rabbana. Because if you don't know when she saw, in the night or the day, so you assume the later time. What, because that's Lakula. Why is the later time Lakula? The answer is because the later you go, then probably she'll get her period anyway, then you won't have to be Purish extra. So then that's more Kuladik. If you want to be more Chumadik, then you would say it happened earlier, and that's, you know, it could be even before the period came, so then you're going to ask her for more time. So that's the general rule. The later, the more cooler. This happens all the time. People forget when the period started. It started at night, it started at day. So you always go the cooler. That's the later time. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. In Regil Rosh by Netzach Hama, page 27, Kufbe Dalad, Lo Kimlon Shapir, Kodam HaNetzach Hama, O Acharav, Eina Asura El Bayom. Because Yom is the later time. So
later in the day is cooler because she'll only be up there for next month during the day, and the night will be what?
No, because now, if we say she's also in the, in other words, if she doesn't know what time it was, say last month, and now we're coming this month. She knows it's chaf. She doesn't know it's night or the day. So to answer her in the day would be more cooler, because by the day is a later time. So probably she got her. Or sometimes it can be the day or the next night. So then the next night would be the cooler. In other words, here we know she saw around Netzach Hama time. So we're only before Netzach or after Netzach. Last month. So now this month, when she should be parish. So therefore, we assume parish in the day. If say last month she wasn't sure whether she saw at the end of the day or the beginning of the night, then the night would be l'kula, because pushing it off is always l'kula.
So effectively, it's from Nes to Tzitzchok Chavim because we assume the later time.
So you always assume the later time.
So, but we earlier discussed about when day and night. We said usually it's Alos Hashavim and Tzitzchok Chavim. What is it in this case?
So that's what I'm trying to get to.
The other option is that instead of saying later, it would mean after in both.
Right.
In the right, so we'd have to after both.
Right.
So here we're only asking one.
Well, then we'll go to
the
cooler. And later we go to the cooler.
You could have
said earlier.
Yeah, but that's always going to be what I want. Meaning, cooler means that we're only going to ask for one, not two. And we're mainly going to do the later one because that's the more badai.
And that's more. Cool.
Because it's more cooler
to say later, because by later most probably it's more of a chance that the period will come by then, and therefore will overlap the Isra of the period with the Isra of the Vesis.
Even though it's not necessarily more convenient for my life. Like, I'd rather it be a Yom
Vesis
than a
Yom. Yeah, right. The question of cooler is less time being Isra versus more time being
Isra. Instead of Isra both, you know,
or more than that, and instead of answering the time before, you answer the time in the future. We're only asking one, but which one? So the fact that we're picking the later owner, not the earlier owner, that's also cooler.
Why is that always a cooler? Because if she sees,
because the later you go, the more most probably by then she will have seen. And then if she was seeing anyone else on period, then out the Vesis. So I have less, have more overlap of the two Risurim, the Isur of the Vesis and the Isur of the Mamish Nanida. Oh, so, yeah.
Because
that's a note of Yehuda.
Right. How
do you think
with this idea of going
to Kula
based on
something
that you did when you
have to be? Yeah, in other words, what is the Node of Yehuda going to do? Ain't Asura Al-Biyom. So you're asking, isn't this against the Node of Yehuda? Okay? Maybe you're right. Node of Yehuda is very machmer, neither. All the shalos of Nida, he's always b'chumra.
Hargosha too.
Yeah.
His explanation of Hargosha is also b'chumra.
It's also b'chumra. Yeah.
Yeah.
You should write a sefer of all the chumras of the Northern Yehuda. Yeah. Now. Yeah. You see, look at the shach. Look at the shach. Ain't asur el b'yom. The came at the vessels to be drabbanon. Have a savik drabbanon kuvah. Ain't sarach lufar shal b'yom sha hayavadai b'meidi dasa. Rasha l'afir rasha kodem hanetzacham mikom mokom hayom hayavadai b'meidi dasa. Mashen ke'alai l'hayav b'safik. He's a regular rose man. Shmashas lo kimoni kodem olachalayla in asur el b'layla. Okay, now, so there's a Chavos Das. I don't know why in the world I didn't put it in this packet, this Chavos Das. I think ultimately I put it in some supplement, but it could be it's a supplement at the end of the, when I woke up at the end of the, for the first time I was giving Hilchos Nida, I woke up and I said, I never put the Chavos Das in. So if you look at the Chavos Das in this sif, he says that the definition of day, the Hilchos Nida, when it's a Vesis Yom or Vesis Laila, is Neitzacham. That's the famous Pesach of
Tishkiah.
We'll see. That's the famous Pesach of the what? Of the Chavos Das. I just said it. I did not put it in. By mistake. I put it in the last packet. Of the first time I ever gave Hilchos Nida. The first time I gave Hilchos Nida was like a June's month. I went to July and went to...
Was this 2005?
It might have been.
Because I have notes from that June's month.
Yeah. And who's there? At the end it was only Rabbi Yaakov Feit and Rabbi David Zatz. They were the ones that lasted until the... So Av or whatever it was, you know. And then, as the years progressed, and I got more shilas and more things, then I had things that I needed to put in. So that's why the supplements A, B, C, D, E, and all these things. But the original thing was that's why if you look at the packets, it says J, J 7,
June,
June, right.
How do you get the whole Hilchos Nida, which takes by us 6-7 months?
Well, you have to realize I gave it every day.
Okay.
Every day for May, June, July, whatever. Yeah. It was every day. And it wasn't as expansive. You know, other things that... Okay, but not that. But however, in the Sefer Or Yitzchak, from the Bar Shlita, on page 3, in the supplement, so he says not that way.
So, brother, what does the Nohag Yehuda ultimately say about that day?
No. Nohag Yehuda was just talking about. He wasn't talking about night and day.
Okay.
But the Or Yitzchak talks about night and day. On page 3, says the Or Yitzchak on the top. Hayom mischalik the shnei onus onus yom onus laila kava vestos b'yom choshesh b'yom dafka kava b'laila choshesh b'laila onus yom hi mealosa shachar. So you have to realize when you see that that's a he's writing it kilo, he's saying a bit kiddush. In other words, that's against the Chavos Das. Basically, he argues with the Chavos Das. Yeah, right. So you're saying the Chavos Das is the Shulchan Aruch. But okay, let's look. So what is Ravadi knows that also. So page 13, in the footnote, he says, "Mekam b'mekomus nokto Shulchan Aruch poskim kanloshu neitzachama adavar boru sheina kavanu l'mashanu korim neitzachama al kavanu l'alos ha-shacha, amur ha-shacha." He says, sometimes neitzachama is not... Neitzachama just means the morning. It's not meduyak, Loshon Neitzachama. Now this is a big chiddush to say. So he says, but if you look in the Sefer HaEshkol, he neitani in the Sayele on Ubala Eshkol, Hilchos Nida, Simon Lamed Beis, Amid 77. Kama Ono Yom Ulaila, Achvaka Daka Luros, Mesova Yom, Pai Prisha Mitchilas, Alos HaShachar. So he says, I have a Rishon. The Rabbi says he has a Rishon. So he has a Rishon. Could be if others would have saw that. That's what they always say. If the Beis Yosef would have had the Rishon Tzad, maybe he would have passed it differently. That's the question. So he says the Rishon. So I put it also in this, probably in the later packet. It's the same for Eshkol. The Baal arrives in Baal Eshkol. He says like that. I'm not sure if you're going to the way ball is above the horizon. It can mean with the rays are above, So, now there's the Sidrei Tara on the first page. He says, "Rashi is a poskim leis lu hadav v'yosav kosher l'mal tzorach l'om hateva ha'ishon b'vesta tali v'mal ha'shemesh b'zirchos al aratzol b'shkiyosav hu dover tabua shalom atzid b'shum zeichem yizem b'shum sefer hadav v'kol ha'poskim sas v'kosher sh'ono yom o'laylo." Whereas Mahesh Tasty, that it's if you want to say like the Chavos Das, the sun rays is what's the fact that, not the sun rays, the fact that the sun is above the horizon, that should have an effect on the Nida. He says, the post can speak about Yom and Laila. So Yom is Alos HaShachar. So that's what he... Does he quote that? He quotes the Eshkol. The Sidrei Tara is not so, it's much more like that also. That it's the Din of Yom. So Yom is Alos HaShachar. You have Sefer Eshkol. And then there's the Orach HaShulchan. The Orach HaShulchan says what? That you should be machmir. There was if a woman gets a period and it's between Alos and Nates, so maybe she should keep two Vestos. That's, I think, the Orach HaShulchan. That's a big chumrah. So, the minhag ha'olam is to follow the Chavos Das, but Rav Avadia feels very strongly that it should be Alos HaShachar. So, that makes a big difference of what kind of Vestos is. For the next month, she gets a period after Alos before Nates. They're going to be usher the whole daytime, or they're going to be usher at night. That's the question. When is the issue going to be? So that's.
You said in last year, we said that the Chan Chazal, they're extremely precise, like down to the hour. And I think, rather, you mentioned that it has to do with the Lavana and different things with the moon. So if that's the case, then wouldn't it make more sense logically that it should be more around. The Khan should be Nates, because that's actually when the moon. In other words, when the sun.
This is the sun. We're not talking about the moon.
I'm saying that's when the sun comes on the horizon. The moon is really out of its whatever position. It's no longer having an influence on it. If it really has to do with the pull of the Levana and things like that, so then Alais isn't really a time when there's a change, so to speak, in the presence of the moon versus the sun.
Nates also when that also the
Nates is when the moon is gone.
When is the moon? When can't you see the moon anymore? At what point?
I guess you can always see it, but I don't know.
Right.
Now Leis HaShachar is still like strong now.
Okay.
Why don't we say the same thing we said before? If you have a suffix, so go to the later one. Say if it's avos or nix, so go with kula and say nix.
Yeah, but Rabbi thinks it's not a suffix.
But we have a suffix.
We have a suffix.
Avi also has a very interesting shiva brought down by the Akos Maimoni. It's a very, very long, but it's the height of summer. You have a 15-hour day.
Can divide the day up. Right. Yeah. But
Daisy
Okay. Yes. Okay, so let's see. Yeah, there is Hazen Hess is pointing out the Aviasaf saying that you divide the day, and Rabbi Forst explains it in the Sefer from six to six. Six to six is day and six to six is night. So you just, in other words, every odor is based on the even day, so the days are even.
This is according to who?
Rabbi Asaf. So Mela, 6 to 6, even in a situation where it's really early or really late, it's 6 to 6.
The equinox.
Yeah. So equinox for every day of the year, it's the equinox.
Well, then we also say that if you have 15 hours of daylight...
So it's still 6 to 6. 6 to 6 is day, and 6 to 6 is night.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Even though it's really not. So that's where he starts the piece. Lashita is supposed to blaze lula da viyasaf. So if Lomar, that it's totally in the actual shemesh. See, according to viyasaf, it's not totally the shemesh, because the shemesh... can be out already, and you're still counting that to be night.
Right.
But that's not even Baba Cheshbon. Okay. Now, the next thing is so we said in the Gemara that the whole owner's usher. Right, that's the Gemara here. on Yud Chesed and Beis and Shavuos on page 2 in the packet, Lo Nitzricha Amar Rabba Ona. And then the Gemara says, here, really, Samach Gimel of the Beis, page 5, 3 lines to the bottom. Hava mina ona chrisi, kamashma an osa ona. In other words, it's not ona samuch. You might think of samuch means the ona before. So no, it's not the ona before. It's only that ona. Only that ona. So then the question is, if it's only that ona, so there is a famous shita of the Or Zeruah. Let's see, what does the Or Zeruah say? Page 19 of the Or Zeruah. Mori Aviezri. Amali, Shergilim, Lilos, Yesta Chavdal Shos. Shergilim, Lilos, Biyom, Porsh, Mimena, Kol Halayla, Shalfana. Shergilim, Lilos, Halayla, Porsh, Mimena, Kol Halayla, Yom Shalfana. So whatever the period last month, say, was a day, so we asked it a day, but the Or Zeruah says you have to also ask it the night before. And if it was a night, you also asked it the day before. And that's called the Onus Or Zeruah. Not only to ask it the owner that the period came in last month, but the owner before. So if it came in the night, then you asked it the night and the day before. If it came in the day, you asked it the day and the night before. Yeah, so that's called the Onas Or Zeruah. Now, the problem with the Onas Or Zeruah is it's against the Beferish, the Beis Yosef says it's against the Beferish to Gemara. Mm-hmm. It's against the Beferish to Gemara.
How does that comport with any understanding?
Well, before we comport, let's just listen. We're going to answer what? Even the owner before. But the Gemara says the parish only also owner. So that's the Beis Yosef's kasha. How can the Orzer Rosh say it? It's against the Gemara. I look at the Beis Yosef on page 21. What page is it? What page? So the Beis Yosef on page 21. The first Beis Yosef, called Dor Zeruah. Anytime the Shorosh Ladvarim Eilu, Shorosh Ladvarim before Kedivya Poskim, that it's only Osa Ona. It's the famous of the Gemara. Chay Kosova Ogur, Divya Or Zeruah Chumra Yisrei. So let me tell you one thing. So there's a famous Shach. But I'll tell you what I want to tell you the key thing here. So the Shach makes a comment, it's against the Gemara. So the Shach says, well, this is the Pshat of the Gemara. Take a look in the Shach on page 26. Look to Shach. The Vorzaruah Kosov. Porishonim Yishto Tomach Vesh Vachov Dal Shos. Vigil Yos Vyom. So that's the famous pshat. Then why does the Gemara say only Osa Ona? Because the Gemara, there was a specific time in the day. It wasn't only the day, but she got a period, a specific time in the day. So therefore, we want to do Somuch Levesis, right? So then we do the whole day. Because really, the Ikra did all you should only have to do what?
At the time.
3 o'clock in the afternoon. Sunday. The fact that we're answering the whole owner, that's enough of a mishmeres. But the Or Zeruah's chiddush is that what if we're in a time when you no longer see at a specific time of the day, so you see anywhere in the day, so then the chiddush of Samach Levesta is going to be even the owner before. In other words, against the Gemara, he says, yeah, but against the Gemara only because the Metzias changed. In the Zman Gemara, they saw by Yom Valayla and a specific part of the Yom Valayla, so then the Gemara is telling us we should still machmir the whole owner. But you don't have to be machmir the next of the owner before, that's too much of a chumrah. But today, after the Zman Gemara, when even people see in the day, but they see random times in the day, so then to say we want to be machmir, it's not enough to say to just that owner, because it's so flippant, it can be any time. So you have to ask the owner before as a harchaka.
Last month she may have seen at 2 p.m. The month before she may have seen at 4 p.m.
So that's how the shach. That's how the shach is miyashiv. The Beis Yosef's kasha.
Well, it's kiilu that the day that she sees during the day and it skips different times of the day. Kiilu the whole yom is the shach das.
Yeah.
And therefore the
summer
koydim
is summer.
Right.
The Shasta.
Right.
You have to ask for that after also. The same way that if it's Shach
Kavua,
you'd ask for the day before, the owner before.
The whole
owner means
right.
Non-Bodim is Non-Achar.
No.
So if you want to make the whole day that thing, you have to ask for the Kavua, the
Non-Achar.
Right.
No,
right, but
that
he
doesn't
say.
2 months ago she saw it at 4 p.m.
That he doesn't
say. Right, so if that's the Sparsha, that would be the
Somach Levesta.
If that was really the start, then that would
run it
logically.
Maybe. But he doesn't say that. Now, I want to say the following. So, everyone quotes the famous letter of the Chazon Ish. People are very into this letter. What page is the letter? Did I put it in the supplement? Do you have the letter of the Chazon Ish here, or I put that later? The letter of the Chazon Ish is the letter of Chazon Ish to the Sefer Taras Pas Yisrael of Talmud Kahana of Kibbutz Chofetz Chaim. He was a Talmud of the Chazon Ish. So he says, "Mechtovim imaron Chazon Ish." So he says, so he quotes all these people, Tar Shlomo, Crazy Placey. So this was the famous letter of Chazon Ish. So I feel that the main point in this, the main justification not to have to be machmir, is the true shy. Okay, that's what I feel. On page 7. Right. Was it on the supplement, page 7? To me, and his nakuda is that if you look at the Orzarua only was machmir when it's a vesis kavua. Regila liros. So if it's a vesis kavua, so then. Meaning, a vesis kavua means she always sees chof of the month. So then, there's reason to say you want to be machmir. But if some reason she's going to be chav, some reason is going to be chav bay. So to vesa sheina kavua, so that in itself is a dover kal, so to speak. So to answer on the vesa sheina kavua, yeah, it's true that when it's kavua in the zman, so then it's less of in the day, then it's more of a svara to say that you don't have to go the order before, like the shach said. But he's saying the whole thing of the orzarua was that he was machmir, so he gave an extra chumrah. But that's only if there was a vesis kavua, so then it's very likely she'll see the vesis, there was a vesis kavua, so then we have to protect something that we're pretty sure is going to happen. But if we're not even sure that the vesis itself is going to happen, to say we have to be machmir on that, so may, a lot of cases today, you know, unless she has a pill that's very exact, it's a Vesha Shayna Kavua. So Vesha Shayna Kavua, or Zeruah himself never even said to be Machmir. He said, Mashakoza came to Rosham, Yitzhak Lufrosh, Lokhaimon Paros Zeruah, Tzvich Lufrosh, Mashakoza of Shor Shlomim, Mashakoza of Shor Shlomim, or Zeruah El Girsa Acheres Beshas, Shor Shlomim said he had a different Girsa. He says, Lo nearly, the Vorb or Zeruah, the Garski Girsa Shalano. But what does he say? Dimdarka liros b'yom tzricha lifrosh b'yom v'esav lo malayi l'chein l'hepach. Achach chasav amar li aviezer shergilu lifrosh shibigilu liros b'yom shalfana kamarosu dimnoshu l'chmir al'atzma lino kevin shekein nogu nasech chiyu v'mokim shenogu ach b'chasav shibigilu v'lo chasav shim rosa mashem d'mai b'gilu b'vesav kavua d'rogil hainu gimu p'amim k'mo limudav. And it's mashmir, they were nogu. But when were they nogu? When it was A versus kavua, so then already they were tittering. The period's coming, so.
That's so. The whole thing about the ruah is that now we don't know, but when we say we don't know within the day.
That's the shach's interpretation. That's the shach's interpretation. But if you look in the Rosh Hashanah, it's on regilim. So I feel that that even those that want to say, oh, we should be machmer for the orzarua, that's only if they have a vesis kavua. But if it's not a vesis kavua, then that much not.
If she saw 3 months ago, she saw on the 22nd. 2 months ago, she saw on the 20th. 1 month ago, she saw on the 19th.
Right.
And so.
So every month is different. So the Vesu Sheina Kavua, so make it hasty that you have to be so machmir on the Vesu Sheina Kavua
to do two onos.
What's
the difference between
Vesu
and
Kavua? Because the Vesu Kavua is more.
No, even the
Shach, when
it skips around within the day, that's still a
Vesu Kavua? That still can be a Vesu Kavua within the day.
What
do you mean
by definition?
Eidikavu means it didn't happen 3 times yet. So we're still machmer. You know, as we say, preparish, whatever day she got it last month in Chodesh, they profess a Chodesh Eidikavu. So last month it was Chof. So we do Chof. The month before was Chof Beis. The month before was Chof Zayin. But we still do the month before.
But
so to be machmer for the Orzarua, Chodesh at least have to be versus Kavua. So that's what I think is the Iker Kula. I mean, besides the Bais Yosef says against the Gemara, okay, you know. But I'm saying, well, even if you want to say, oh, but there was a Ruah had a Chumrah, you know, an extra Siyag, but even he was only Machmir by a versus.
Well, I just want to clarify, skipping around within what obviously is not a Chav, but sometimes it's noon, sometimes it's morning, sometimes it's the morning. That's still called Kavua.
Because
right.
It's
always
in the order of the
extend
the one that's regila the Rosh.
But we have an honorary Vesu Kavua. So can we imagine we have for the Azul of the honorary?
Oh, so we have to discuss the Oda Beinus. So then we have a placey and we have a this and a that, you know, so we'll get to that. We have more Chumras even for that. We have a placey. He's the one that placey says needed to go after. And then some Mamakri for the Azul and the placey. 36 hours. Okay. And then there's a famous Truman's advice that we have to be aware of. On page 20 in the supplement. She'alta b'men odiach ha'dayti b'miktsas ha'noshim noshim she'shosuf mashke o'shar dvorim lakye vestam. Some women, they have, they take things, they take a drink, and that stops the period. Asara or Esrim Yom. So she's on a pill, not to get the period. So last month she saw it a certain day. So now the vessels. But maybe she doesn't have to keep the vessels now because she's taking something to prevent the period. So does she still have to be... She says, the mutalava aleha finished. And that's the pills. I mean, this is whatever he says is the forerunner of pills. Woman's taking birth control pills, and that's stopping when the period is. So then she doesn't have to be parish, even though she's supposed to see it's half the month, so it's the vessels are chaydish. But now she's taking the pills to push off. So that's the same thing as what he's saying over here. And as you see, you have this halacha on page 19. She's in the cave. She's afraid. She's hiding. And Gigishav's Vesta ain't a chosheshet lo. Because why? We say that charada b'salek is dumb. So those are, so he says, advice, if Harad and Salat is Domin, no, so certainly what? Mashke with Salat is Domin. So Mamela, Mamma Vesna, Lorasa Muteris, so in Mamma, Hosma Vesna, Kulyama Muteris. So that's what we assume, that women are on the pill. They don't keep the regular vestos, they only keep the vestos of the pill, which means that you're on the pill, you're on the active pill a certain amount of days, and then you're on the placebo pill, that's a sugar pill, which doesn't do anything. It just lets the hormones settle back into the regular way. So then what? So then, whichever day she got her period on the placebo pill, she was on the placebo pill for 5 days. So whatever day on the placebo pill she got her period last month, that's when she's parished this month.
They're on the pill continuously.
You know? What?
They're on the pill continuously every month or something. So then
they're on the pill back to back. They want to back to back the pill.
Back to back.
So it works. You know, after a while, the body can't hold up. And then she gets through. But, you know, so they have the seasonal pills, the 3 month pills. So it works for some people, and some people it doesn't work. Rabbi Alsh told me he's seen women that are rolled down machmas tashmish in the seasonal pills. I haven't seen that, but he said he's seen that. So
the pill is going to push off the period.
As long as you stay on the pill, as long as the body can hold it, then it's.
So that's
the
thing. I'm saying, so what? You're never going
to be on the job? Yeah, exactly. You'll be on with your husband if you stay on the pill and the pill's working. You see, I'll tell you, the original pill was the 28-day pill. 28, 29 days. That was who said that? Why did they make that day? So I heard from Harav Dr. Norman Schrapelschwitzer. He told me it was all by the church. They wouldn't want to tamper with natural order. Even though they were tampering with natural order, but they want to look that we're not tampering with natural order. So Mamela, if you're only on a pill for 28 days, so that's similar to the regular cycle. So you want to, so therefore when they're on birth control, the original birth control they made, like a 28 thing, that's the cycle, and then you get off and then... His son was recently in the news, right? That's the Patel. He's what, a doctor in Cleveland. And he was... pro-vaccination. I don't know. It must be on the You look on your phone. The phone. Okay, so that's what he told me, that that was the original way. Now people have all types of pills and things, and you know. Okay, but this is, it all starts with this Tshuvas Radvaz, based on the Mishnah. Charada Mesalekes Damim. So if you have something that's Mesalek the Damim, so that throws off the whole Vestos, because Vestos is only because there's a Hashash. If there's no Hashash, there's no Hashash.
This is a pregnancy test.
It's a positive pregnancy test. So then that's the question whether. Mr. Gemara says she's only considered for 3 months. Only after 3 months is there a concept of pregnancy. So.
Well, why does he know that that's not going to come?
Right.
Oh, that's
right. What's the miscarriage? So, it might sound like this. By the second month already, there's nothing to talk about, because if she didn't leave the first month, there's nothing to fall back on the second month. So I'm still machmir for the first month. Because the first month, it was still a period before that. So then, some of the choshes for the shittas that you need the 3 months. That was a big discussion about the Bach. So it's only relevant to that 1 month. Just in the second month, the third month, for sure there's nothing. If she didn't bleed, which is normally she won't, then there won't be anything to talk about. And then certainly beyond that, and beyond the, after the first 3 months, I'm sure that she's considered muhsaf pregnant even with Mount Chazal, but I'm for sure we're okay. So it's only nakimina for that first month whether she has to be purish. So I say, you know, for the first month it can be purish for that, for the zman of the owner. Okay, still more, but basically we finished. Maybe is next I can say one or two things here, but. Okay, but we basically, the main halachic components that we've...
We
leave it out a little bit. Yeah, we were still getting our feet wet.